And joining me now for Landser Live by phone is John Hansen from Eastern Wyoming College. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you today?
Good, sir. It's all yours.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. You know, today I want to just talk about, it's our 75th year as a college and 75 years in the history and the making of Eastern Wyoming College. You know, community colleges are one of the best inventions and actually led to some of the success, major success of America over the past 70, 80 years. And what happened was after World War II, we were a nation that began to look at how do we educate people? How do we shorten the university experience and provide them with the knowledge, skills, and ability to make an immediate impact and immediate difference? And so that legacy looms large at Eastern Wyoming College as we think about how do we connect with employers? How do we ensure that we have the jobs and the careers for tomorrow? And the technology and upskilling. At EWC, we're what we call a comprehensive community college. Comprehensive college is focused on not only workforce training skills, such as welding, veterinary technician, cosmetology, but they also prepare for transfer and thinking about how are we going to, you know, interface with the University of Wyoming, other colleges, universities in the region, and ensure that a class that is taken from EWC transfers on. That, I guess, that goal of being a comprehensive college is one of our major strengths. And in fact, the community colleges have really started to advance over the years, and in Wyoming, many are offering bachelors of applied science. At EWC, we've began that process, but working with the University of Wyoming in order that more of our students will be able to stay in our community. And that kind of leads me to, as people are beginning to think about students that are graduating seniors, are thinking about what college should they choose. And so if you look over Kiplinger's kind of top 8 points of what you should consider in a college, and I'll run through those. The first one is size. And it's just kind of the recommendation is that it has to feel like home. You have to feel like you fit in. We find that there's a huge kind of dropout rate or a struggle with first-generation college students. And so if you look at the background and the history, if your parents have gone to college, and if not, there becomes a whole host of things where when it's your first time in the generation of your family, there's a lot of support services that are needed. And so the size is critical. The second one is location. And you want to think about what do you want to do as a career? What do you want to set up for? And thinking about the size and location are huge, and also distance from home. There's kind of that thought of being a college student and wanting to go away for college. But truly, our students will need a huge support line, a support system. And so that's kind of one of the third thing. The fourth thing is majors and classes. And one of the things to think about in the majors and classes is truly what a person wants to do or be kind of when they grow up. And one of the things that we offer at the college is really in-depth career planning. And so there's all different kinds of interest inventories that really get at assessing knowledge, skills, and abilities. And some of those questions look at, if you're thinking about, oh, I'm interested in a career change, some of those go back and look at in high school. What was your favorite class? What did you enjoy doing the most of? And in recent kind of psychology work, it's the concept of flow. When does time really stop? And you're just excited about the work that you're doing. You're just completely engrossed in it. And when you think about flow and you think about the difference that you're making in not only your life, others' lives, there's some really great career planning associated with that. And so, but it does. It comes down to knowledge, skills, and abilities and changing majors. Some of the national statistics that are out there, the number of times that a student will change their major in college, and many times it's because you start taking classes and you realize, well, maybe this major or this class was not for me. And so on average, students have been found to change majors 3 times. And if you really engage in some quality career planning matched with thinking about the college major that's going to get you to where you're, I guess, passion-wise, you can cut down the number of classes or the number of changes substantially. And so here's kind of an interesting statistic, is that anytime that a student changes a major, it costs anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000. Now, the college doesn't bill a student. Parents aren't charged. But what it does is it delays a student's ability to graduate. And as we know, college is expensive. And so you don't have to have your entire life planned out, but you have to have a pretty good idea of where you're heading. And any amount of work spent on the front end is worth kind of 10 times its weight on the back end. And so certainly if you're interested in career planning and those services, you can always reach out to me. And again, that's John Hansen at 307-575-9150. And we'll get you connected with those professionals at the college that can help you work through those items and what you're thinking about. The next thing to consider when choosing a college is really the housing option. Where are you going to stay? Who are you going to stay with? Roommates, these things. And really think about bonding at home. Also, the student body. Are the people you're going to be going to college with, do they hold the same kind of values and ideas that you do? And looking at homogeneous and extracurricular activities. What are the activities that you're going to put on your resume that you want to do, that you're interested in, that the college offers? And so finding that kind of that extra way to differentiate yourself. And I always talk to students about, if you're thinking about competing in the job market, you're going to have 2 years at a community college, 4 years at a college, maybe a few more. And how do you differentiate yourself and think about the experiences that you're going to take on? And so some of those things come in the form of maybe an internship with a company, a club sport, other different academic offerings. At EWC, we have a great Skills USA program, and they really look at kind of those workforce trade skills, give you the opportunity to compete. And all of those things that a student does are very marketable to an employer when you put it on your resume. So selecting a college that will help give you that opportunity to grow, to mature, is critical. The eighth thing that Kiplinger recommends is thinking about the campus atmosphere and everything that kind of makes it up. And that's one of the things that we're proud at EWC, is that so many times people step on campus and they say it just feels like home. And so that's a great trademark for us as a college. Dovetailing on that is Indeed, and Indeed is one of the major job search engines across the country. And, of course, they're looking at jobs and compiling data about what are the most sought-after careers. Okay, and then secondly, after the careers, is really the education that are needed to obtain those careers. And so the first one is rated nationwide, is that there's such a need and such a demand for nursing. And certainly for us as a college, investing in health sciences is huge. And so nursing, the college, we were able to add that about 6 years ago, 5 years ago. And it's just been a phenomenal program. At EWC, we had 100% pass rate of the NCLEX exam, so the exam they take after completing nursing school this past year. And so it's a huge testament to our faculty and staff really driving that and producing an amazing program. You know, second that we look at is really kind of those technical engineering skills, so computer science and engineering. That's kind of the second most sought-after major. And third is really business administration. So folks that are thinking about this entrepreneurial mindset, there's a lot of talk about that, especially in the new knowledge economy, is how do you think about being an entrepreneur? How do you take an idea and get it to market? It's wonderful to see Goshen Economic Development, the Eastern Wyoming College Foundation, and EWC working together on the Goshen Startup Challenge. And, of course, the University of Wyoming is a huge part of that as well. And thinking about how do we find young entrepreneurs and take an idea and get it to market. And so those kinds of things in business are what's driving that. And if you want to look at all of the way that we monetize new social media, such as TikTok, all of that is really in that entrepreneurial space. How do we take an idea, market value to it and generate revenue. So business is huge. Accounting, all of those different kinds of subsects of the general business degree. And then, of course, medical round out the top five. So if you're thinking about a job or a career, it's one of the great things that EWC has is can give you a launching point into any one of those things. So the last thing that people generally think about is how are they going to pay for it and how much does it cost to go to college? And if you flip open any newspaper, you can see that student debt from people taking out loans, just rivals credit card debt. And it's a huge delayer of profitability in life. And so there's really no way to discharge a student loan. And so thinking about the economics of it, okay, where are you going to go? How are you going to receive training in order to receive a credential that'll get you to where you want to go? And there's two things that I want people to be mindful of is when they're thinking about choosing a college or a university is just kind of what that net price is. And so there's a number, and the U.S. federal government has done a good job of this under consumer protection because a lot of time colleges and universities like to just talk about tuition. And a lot of times they hold tuition lower so that they can advertise that rate. But if you think about tuition, fees, room, board, books, and the total college experience, what does it cost? And so the federal government has a website called IPED that really produces what does it really cost to go to a college/university, and you can look that up. But at EWC, the stated cost through IPED is $15,534 per year, okay? But after you apply scholarships, the average cost of actually attending EWC is $4,632. So the point is this, is that to really look at what are students and families really paying after aid is applied. And a lot of times that aid in Wyoming, you know, we're fortunate to have the Hathaway Scholarship. Some students receive Pell Grants, outside scholarship funding sources. So when you look at that and you're trying to think as a family, how are we going to help our kids pay for college? It is certainly a funding matrix. At the University of Wyoming, some of the numbers are very similar. The total cost stated through IPED ranges at $21,805 per year. But after all aid is applied, it works out to $8,036. So if you're thinking about comparing apples to apples, that's a great way to use the IPED data, is $4,632 to go to Eastern Wyoming College and $8,036 to go to the University of Wyoming. Certainly those are both great institutions and a quality investment both ways. And one of the things, the last thing that I like to talk to students and families about, what kind of grades or scores do you need to get into a college? The great thing about the community college is that we're able to meet folks where they're at. And so maybe they were stellar in high school and there's scholarships and opportunities for that. Maybe they needed more support. And so here's an interesting statistic I found from the book The Millionaire Mind. And it looks at, if you're a millionaire, what was the average ACT score? And, if person really talks about, and our public schools talk about being college ready. So in the 20s, generally a 21, 22 is really performing at math, English, science, really at that college level. And the book, The Millionaire Mind, after you do a kind of a crosswalk, it really shows that students were scoring 16, 17, a large, companion of millionaires. And so the point is this, is that students are bigger than a test score. What you want to do in life and success, if success is related to dollars and cents, it really comes down to that grit and determination. And that's kind of the secret sauce of a community college is that working together, it's that atmosphere of other folks that are really integrated on success. And that success really comes from having grit and determination. So students are larger than their test scores, and that's kind of the population of the community college. So I want to thank you very much today for listening on Lancer Live. And again, this is John Hansen. And if you would like to reach me about career planning or any other services at the community college, I'd love to talk with you. My cell phone number again is 307-575-9150. Again, that's 307-575-9150. And have a wonderful day from Eastern Wyoming College.